But I just got to put it out there. We actually use the Gregorian calendar. The Julian calendar got retired 500 years ago. So let's go ahead and talk to George. Good morning, George. You're on the air.
Good morning. You mentioned that you wanted to cover subjects that aren't getting much press. And I think I heard someone mention bugs about, 20 minutes back. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, when I was a kid in the 40s and 50s, we'd go drive to the beach from Portland to the Oregon coast. And by the time we got to the coast, the windshield of the car would be covered with the carcasses of dead bugs.
Yeah, bug splat.
And when I worked at the Texaco station in Lake Oswego in the early 50s, we washed car windows, and we had to have a scraper.
Yeah.
So when we washed the windows, we could scrape the carcasses of dead bugs off the windshield.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen nowadays.
No,
they're all
true.
Gone. Additionally, just about 4 or 5 years ago, my wife and I would fry chicken in the backyard and eat it. We were bugged or harassed by yellow jackets. Now I cook chicken out in the backyard and eat it. There's not a single yellow jacket around. And I don't know exactly what the implications of this is on the environment, this phenomenon is on the environment, but it must have some equal and opposite reaction. And this gets absolutely no coverage whatsoever. Anyway, that's my story.
Hey, George, thank you very much for calling in. You're absolutely right. Your observations are spot on. Teresa talked about this yesterday on Press Watch. It is the I think it is the combined powers of the catastrophic climate change, as well as the incredibly irresponsible use of pesticides. And it is having devastating effects on the environment. We are losing pollinators. That is going to lead to famine. We are losing bird populations. We are losing so much.
Topsoil.
Sure.
These bugs mean topsoil, and that's not happening.
Yeah, there is all of that. And it is absolutely devastating, and you are absolutely right in your observation. Let's go ahead and get to Linda. Good morning, Linda. You're on the air.
Good morning. Actually, I was going to say something similar to the last caller, though I do want to say the thing that's got my mind the most upset is the Stephon Clark murder in Sacramento.
Yeah.
But the bugs thing, I used to remember that every time there would be an extra warm day as we began heading towards spring and summer, that there would be these plumes of aphids and all sorts of other bugs that would just be like, whoa, if you walked through them, you'd be like walking through 1,000 little bugs.
Yeah.
And I realized that I haven't seen that in a couple or 3 years now.
Yeah.
I just, when you brought it up, Teresa, on your show yesterday, I started thinking about it. And I mean, I knew about the bees, et cetera, but I want to say that I live in an apartment that's owned by good landlords, and the landscapers who come through use Roundup on all of the sidewalks and the asphalt and stuff to kill the weeds that are growing through them. If we would all demand, and I don't mean I'm not going to demand of my landlord, I'm going to talk to my landlord about it, but if we just would demand of ourselves that we pay attention and we stop using Roundup, that might help us. We might be able to save some insect species. There's certainly still ants.
Yeah, I mean, so that certainly, I think, lessening our reliance on pesticides and Roundup for sure is important. But again, you cannot, that alone is not going to do
change,
it. Because the
I know there are more things.
Roundup glyphosate causes cancer.
Say that again?
Roundup glyphosate causes cancer.
Yeah.
State of California requires
exactly.
It to be labeled.
So for the people spraying it, and it also kills insects.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, anyway, thank you guys for a great show.
Thank you so much for adding that. That is true. If we can talk to landlords, if we can talk to the Parks Department, as the busy bees have been doing, it's important to lessen our reliance on pesticides wherever and however we can. I'm so sorry. We are just about out of time. We are not going to be able to squeeze in that last caller because we have 1 minute left. And so with that, I think it's important to check out some news sources. If you are wondering how to get the deeper information, where to go beyond the headlines, what are some sources you would suggest, Teresa?
TheIntercept.org, WSWS.org, DemocracyNow.org. Go ahead.
I also think looking at a survey of international press and corroborating stories between localities where news is happening with press from other countries surrounding, I think that is a really important thing to do. I like The Guardian myself, but I also think that The Intercept and Democracy Now! Are amazing. I would also recommend Alternate.org as a great place to check out stories that are bubbling behind the scenes.
I agree.
All right. So with that, we will be back next week. And we hope that you stay positively revolting as ever. Stay tuned. There comes a time when every second, every day, when every action, every thought will tell the world how you cast your vote.
KABU Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Afghanistan to India, a rubab sitar duet on Saturday, April 7th at 7 p.m. at the Old Church Concert Hall in Portland. Join rubab master Humayun Saki for his first performance in Oregon and sitarist Josh Feinberg for short solo sets. Then they will play a set together in the second half of the concert. Refreshments and concessions will be served. Again, that's Afghanistan to India, a rubab sitar duet, on Saturday, April 7th at 7 p.m. at the Old Church Concert Hall, 1422 Southwest 11th Avenue in Portland. More information may be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KABU Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor One Word's Alive Tour on Thursday, April 5th, 7 p.m. at Specs Records and Tapes, 8216 North Denver Avenue in Portland. This in-store performance by One Word for his Alive Spring Tour will be followed by several sets from local hip-hop support, Lisa Vasquez, Burt Sienna, Valvoline, and Northern Draw. This is an all-ages show, again, all ages. That's One Word's Alive Tour at Specs Records, 8216 North Denver Avenue in Portland on Thursday, April 5th from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
And this is KBOO Portland. It's getting on 9:01 a.m., which means it's time for On the Ground Radio, looking at the gaslighting of the public 15 years after the start of the Iraq War. At 10 on Valley Views, it's a conversation with Kathy Law, STEM director at OSU. We'll finish out that hour with Flashpoints, featuring Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, it's Mr. Jones' Neighborhood, with a visit from Ty Curtis and Terry Jacques of the Ty Curtis Band. And they're going to